You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Amen, and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Welcome to the feet of Jesus. Amen. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. You are the Lord's beloved. Amen. You are the apple of his eye, and God just wants to let you know that today, no matter what the situation may be saying, and no matter what the circumstance may be saying, no matter what the feelings may be saying, no matter what someone else may be saying, no matter what you may be saying, if it's contrary to the truth, which is you are blessed, you are his beloved, you are the apple of his eye, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. So we thank you, oh God. And we praise you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 4, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name. So that's what we're going to do today. Hallelujah. We're going to enter in with praise. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to enter in with thanksgiving. God, we say thank you on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. And just wherever you are, praise him. Wherever you are, thank him. Amen. Join me in this thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Join me in this praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. And we praise you, oh God. And we worship you, oh God. And we come to you, oh God, because you are our source, and you are our help, and you are our provider, and you are our way, and you are our life, and you, oh God, hallelujah, are the well that we choose to drink from today, and you, oh God, you are the truth who we choose to listen to, hallelujah, on this day. God, we lift you up. Lord God, we exalt you. And Lord God, we bless your name. And Lord God, we say thank you. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And thank you, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the meeting place. We are meeting Jehovah Shalom. We are meeting peace in this place. Amen. We are meeting our provider in this place, Jehovah Jireh. We are meeting Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Jesus, the Lord God Almighty. We are meeting the Lord in this place. We are meeting El Shaddai, God Almighty, in this place. Come on, hallelujah. Praise him. We are meeting, hallelujah, El Elyon in this place, the Most High God. We are meeting Rabashaya, the Holy Spirit, in this place. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence right now. We thank you, hallelujah. We praise you, hallelujah. We magnify you, hallelujah. May we become more sensitive to the unctionings of the Holy Spirit on this day. May we become a more sensitive to things of the spirit and less sensitive to things of the world and the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. And may we become more sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying. And may we receive quicker what the Holy Spirit is saying. And may we hear clearer what the Holy Spirit is saying, even in that still small place, in that still small voice, in that little, that something. Sometimes we call it that something told me, or something. That something is the Holy Spirit. Let's call it what it is. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit. And may we attend to the Holy Spirit more than we attend to people or ourselves. Amen. On this day, and as we are in the presence of God, and as we are in the midst of the Holy Spirit speaks to me today, ministers to me today, to minister unto you as we are still in this place of prayer. But I heard clearly before coming on into this hour of prayer, amen, God saying, it's not too late, you're not too old, and it's not over. Come on, somebody. It's not too late, you're not too old, and it's not over. And so as we are in this place of prayer, and as we are in this place of presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, amen, as we are in this place of transformation and mind renewal and circumcising, hallelujah, of the flesh, amen, hallelujah, cutting off, come on somebody, that which does not align with the will of God, that which keeps us out of the perfect alignment with God Almighty. As we are in this place, submitting even more, come on, we do this daily as long as we are on this earth. Come on, we can never outgrow doing this. Hey, amen, somebody. But as we are in this place of circumcision, of transformation, of mind renewal, of Holy Spirit moving, and we following, obeying, believing, trusting, seeking, committing, leaning on him. God says, come on, transformation. Come on, mind renewal. It's not too late. You're not too old. It's not over. And so, as I move with the Holy Spirit, I want to go to a couple of places in scripture. Amen. And allow scripture to hydrate us and massage us to the will and the truth of God. Because, see, sometimes, a lot of times, maybe a few times, I don't know, but the world speaks and tells us certain things. Amen. Our industry may speak and tell us certain things. Come on. Even sin may speak and tell us certain things. As if we've been walking a certain way and following our own ways, and then we want to get and God is drawing us back into him, then sin can be that subtle serpent, amen, that was deceiving, speaking words of deceit to Eve in the garden, can whisper and speak, oh, well, you missed your time, and oh, it's too late, and oh, you wasted your time on this, and oh, and oh, and oh. And see, the world says when you reach a certain age, then, oh, it's time for a settling down and retirement. And, oh, you'll never be able to do that thing again. Or God wants to speak to some of us who seems like he spoke a word and he spoke some purpose to us. And we have a desire for, but it seems like it's never going to happen. Come on. So today, we're going to turn first to Genesis 12, because God is saying otherwise. Come on. God is saying, you're right on time. And God is saying, will you follow me? And God is saying, will you look forward and stop looking behind? And God is saying, will you believe me to give you a renewed youth and an energy and a life in a joy that you didn't even imagine? Will you believe me with those gifts and talents that I deposited in you? Will you believe me that no matter how muddy it seems, and no matter how messy, you believe me, the miracle worker? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So, God, we thank you. And, God, we believe you. I want to turn to Genesis 12, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. And I want to read how God spoke to Abram. And I'm just going to start with the reading of the word of God. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to say, God is making of me a great nation. And I will bless thee. God is blessing me. Somebody needs to say that. And make thy name great. Somebody needs to say, God is making my name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Somebody needs to say that also. I am a blessing. Look, can we just stop right there really fast? Thank you, God, for making us a blessing. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us in our health that we can be a blessing to someone else. Amen. Because we know that if we're going through sickness and affliction and pains and illnesses, amen, hallelujah, and infirmities, it's hard for us to be able to give unto somebody else because we're busy fighting. Amen. But I thank you, oh God, for blessing and releasing a healing of grace unto us physically, hallelujah, that we are able to give of ourselves to others, hallelujah, and be a help and be a blessing and be a prayer partner and be a word of encouragement, hallelujah, to others. And God, I thank you for blessing us even financially, that we can be a blessing to others, hallelujah, somebody. And God, I thank you for blessing us in our mind with those, with the, in our thought life. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to lay hands on your head even right now and declare a sound mind. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with a sound mind. I speak peace even right now in the name of Jesus. Verse 3 says, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. So we don't have to worry about the people that's talking about us, and we don't have to worry about who's coming up against you. Come on, somebody. God will avenge. God will protect. God will fight on your behalf. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old. This is where we're getting at. Because remember, God is saying to us today, it's not too late, you're not too old, it's not over. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife. Come on, somebody. And we're going to stop right there. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is starting a new thing with Abram at the age of 75. And if we are not careful, we can get into this thought process, a mindset of, well, that was back in the Bible days. Or we can get into a mindset of, oh, I don't know. I don't believe if that actually happened. We can get in a certain mindset, a worldly mindset. Amen. A mindset of what society is saying, other people know. But let us be in a mindset of truth. At the age of 75, hallelujah. I can hear even somebody saying, well, they lived even longer. Their lifespan was even longer. Come on. The truth is that the God that Abram heard and the God that spoke to Abram and said, get thee out of thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee, and that I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amen. And so Abram departed as the Lord has spoken. Is the same Lord and the same God that is speaking to us, you and I, today. It is the same God, hallelujah, that as we go to chapter 18, come on, flip with me. Flip with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what we're doing is we're mind renewing, we're transforming, we're submitting to, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, God Almighty, believing all things possible with Christ Jesus. Amen. In chapter 18 of Genesis, we're going to start at verse 10, because it's only by scripture. I'm speaking truth according to scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, I was certainly, who is he? The Lord. The Lord visited Abram. Come on. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah. So now in the course of time, because of Abram's obedience, he's now coming to a new identity. Come on, somebody. He's coming to a name change. Come on, somebody. It's not too late. You're not too old. It's not over. He coming to a name change. Look at what happens. He comes into what Abraham and Sarah thought was impossible. They come into the possibilities of God. We're coming into the possibilities of God. Somebody say, I'm coming into the possibilities of God. Man may say it's impossible, but God says it's possible, and I'm going to believe God. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, come on, dry it up. It's not too late. You're not too old. It's not over. Shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, come on, somebody. Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? As we have all come into this place, amen, this hour of prayer, hallelujah, with all of our needs that we're needing, and with all of the pain that we're painting, amen, and all of the feelings that we're feeling, and all of the fear that we're fearing, hallelujah, with all of the hope that we're hoping, with all of the prayers that we're praying, amen, with all, hallelujah, of the lack that we're lacking, with all of the empty that we're emptying, with all of the rebashando robasiki arabasaya, with all of the struggle that we're struggling, amen, with all of it, all of the mourn that we're mourning, with all of the loneliness that we're lonely in. Oh, Lord, I just made it one. With it all. With all of the bondage that we're bondaging, with all of the addictions that we're addicting, with it all. With all of the desires that we're desiring. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Then the Lord continues saying, at the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. God's word will not return unto him void. Amen. God will do that. He will see to it that his word, hallelujah, is performed. That his word gives birth. Amen. Hallelujah. Will we believe in the process? Some people, it looks like it's not even a process. I don't even seem like I'm on my way to. Will we believe? This moment right here, hearing the words of my voice, is your confirmation. It's your assurance. It is the check that God has signed and you will cash. Come on, somebody. So let's turn real fast to 21. Amen. Because I don't care what the process has been, and I don't care how long it's been, and I don't care how old you are, and I don't care what people may say what can be done and can't be done, because now this amount of time has passed, and now you're this age, and now this and that. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Because there's even a twisted system in a perverted, distorted way of thinking, even in entertainment, that you reach 30, 35. Oh, this too old. What in the heavenlies? What in the heavenlies? I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Let's read Genesis 21, verse Why? Because God is starting anew. God is even making. Come on. You may be you may be sitting calling yourself old and stricken in age, and God is calling you youthful and blessed and bountiful. Come on, somebody. You may be calling yourself used up. God is calling you new and perfect and ready for. Okay. I hear the Holy Spirit. Some of us may be calling ourselves broken down, and God is calling us whole, healed, well, and blessed. 21. Chapter 21. Come on, God's word is coming to pass. Come on, somebody. God's word is coming to pass. God's word is coming to pass. And the Lord visited Sarah. I hear the Holy Spirit. Come on. And the Lord is visiting you. Somebody say, the Lord is visiting me in my now, in this now. The Lord is visiting me. Are you ready for when the Lord visits? Come on. Are you ready for when the Lord visits? Are you ready to go where God tells you to go? Are you ready to do what God is going to tell you to do? Are you ready for when the Lord visits? Because when the Lord visited Abraham, he said, leave your country, leave your kindred, leave everything you know. Let me introduce you. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Come on. It's guaranteed with God. This is the guarantee. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Are we ready to follow the commandments of God? Are we ready to obey no matter what? Who are we cleaving to? What are we cleaving to? May we cleave to God that when the Lord visits us, we quickly let go. We quickly move in his commandments, in his instruction, in his love. See, it's not until the Lord visits us in whispers and instruction that we realize, and our response to that instruction reveals what our mind has been cleaving to, what types of thoughts our mind has been cleaving to. Amen. What belief system we're cleaving to, what people, what things, what lands, what countries, what habits we're cleaving to. Somebody say, I'm cleaving to you, Jesus. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. Again, it's about what God, the same God that spoke to Abraham and the same God that quickened Sarah's old dead womb, is the same God with that same resurrecting power that is available to us today. Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to turn to Ruth, because we see this thing that there's not too late and it's not over and there's no one that is too old. Amen. Hallelujah. For the will and the promise and the miracle working power of God in the story of Ruth. And it also reminds me, Ruth cleaved to Naomi. Ruth, in the story of Ruth, hallelujah, read it, study it on your own, and spend more time with it if you know it, like the back of your hand. Come on, hallelujah. God is speaking to us something about it on this day. Ruth, who is Naomi's daughter-in-law, when they are in the land of Moab, Ruth's native land, Ruth meets and marries Naomi's son. Naomi's son, both of her sons and her husband pass away in that land, and they return, and Naomi sets out to return to Bethlehem. Come on, someone. And as she sets out to go back to Bethlehem, in chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and they, who is they? It's Orpah and Ruth. They are sister-in-laws. Amen. They both married one of Naomi's sons. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. And your people, come on, shall be my people. And your God, my God. Now notice, Naomi's God was the God that we serve today. Amen. Hallelujah. Is the Lord of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah. The Moabite people, they served another God. Hello? Come on. So Ruth is cleaving to ultimately God, that she is willing to leave a man who she and her family served. And there's only one living God, hallelujah. And our way to him is Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And she was ready and willing to leave what she knew, what she was used to, what she understood, her way of worshiping. Come on, somebody. Oh, even her way of praying. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Her way of operating, her way of functioning. She cleaved to Naomi, was ultimately cleaving to God Almighty. And they return back to Bethlehem. And I want to focus the attention on Naomi, because when Naomi entered in back into Bethlehem, she entered in saying, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. And so, and I want to stop right there and wait. I want to keep reading. It says, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? And this is where I want to stop. I want to stop and talk to those of us who are in bitter spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to talk to those of us who are in sorrow spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk to those of us who are in hurting places. Amen. I want to talk to those of us who are in empty places. And not I, but the Lord God Almighty. I stand correct. Even as I'm saying it, the Holy Spirit said, no, it's the Lord. It's me. God wants to speak to those of us who are in sunken places and debt-ridden places, amen, hallelujah, in overwhelming places and tired places and needing help places and wondering places. Come on, somebody. Naomi returned back very bitter, in a bitter place, amen, in a mourning place, having lost her entire immediate family. And God wants to talk to those of us today that have lost some people, amen, hallelujah. And I thank you, oh God. That in our place, it is not a too hard place for you. And I thank you, oh God, for meeting us in this place. And I thank you, oh God, that you see and you hear and you know and you are responding. Somebody say, God is responding to me. God is helping me. God is sending help. God is sending resources. God is sending the opportunity. God is leading me to, amen, the job. God is helping me in my housing. God is making a way. God is providing. God is. In verse 14 of chapter 4 of Ruth chapter 4, verse 14, it says, and the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord. Now, what has happened in the course of time over the chapters, amen, Ruth positioned herself to be noticed by Boaz, amen, hallelujah. Ruth and Boaz, they get married, and the Lord blesses Ruth with a son. And in verse 14, it says, and the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord. Remember, we're focusing on Naomi. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life. Come on, this child was a restorer of thy of Naomi's life and a nourisher of thine old age. It's not too late. You're not too old. It's not over. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child. Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. Naomi, who was old, Naomi, not even the one that gave birth to him. She was the one who became the source of life, who fed the child, who fed Obed. And Obed was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David, who out of this lineage, amen, came Jesus. It's not too late. You're not too old. It's not over. This is a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. This is an unexpected. Amen. This is not natural for the grandmother to nurse as if it was her own son. God restoring life. God is restoring our life today. God is restoring your life. God is renewing youth. God is restoring time. Amen. Hallelujah. That the cankerworm and the locust consumed. God is giving a double for your trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone. God is restoring your life. God is doing that which you couldn't even ask, think, or imagine. God is strengthening us in those weak places, healing us, amen, in those broken places, mending us, hallelujah, and reconciling, hallelujah. God is turning things around in our favor. God is filling those empty places. filling the valleys, lowering the mountains. God is just asking, do you, will you believe? I pray that as we leave from this place, and that God, that the Holy Spirit will begin to whisper truths and whisper secrets of the plans that he has for you, and whisper, amen, even answers to your prayers before they're even manifested. And as he begins to whisper, and as he has already been whispering, amen, and been speaking, amen, and been showing, I pray that where your eyes are shut unknowingly and blinded unknowingly, I pray that God will begin to open our eyes and sensitize our hearing unto him. Hallelujah. And I pray, hallelujah, that we will have the strength and the courage and the boldness, hallelujah, that and the obedience, that whatever God is having us circumcise and cut off and stop doing and walk away from, even thought systems, amen, hallelujah, even things that make my flesh feel good, but I know that this goes against my spirit man. This weakens my spirit man, but strengthens my flesh man. Cut it off. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba shanda bo soko reba sitia. I thank you, oh God, that as this transformation happens, as we stand in this transformative place, I pray that we will take on your mindset in your speech system, in your belief system. And I pray, oh God, that we will be obedient. And I pray, Father God, that we will say yes. And we thank you, oh God. And we praise you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there is nothing too hard for you. And I thank you, oh God, that as you led us into this place, hallelujah, I thank you, oh God, for the truth that you are speaking, that it is not over and that we're not too old, hallelujah, and it's not too late, hallelujah. And I thank you, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for your miracles, signs, and wonders. And we thank you, oh God, that you are Lord who's able to heal all sickness, all disease, that you are Lord who is able to deliver from any and all types of bondage, no matter the strength of the bondage. I thank you for a fresh anointing right now that destroys the yokes and lift the burdens. I thank you for perspective. I thank you for a clear vision. Hallelujah. Holy vision. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, for faith to move, and faith to go, and faith to do, and faith to speak. I thank you, oh God, for watering the dry places and even hydrating further, oh God, the places that are watered but can be even more watered. I thank you for your well that doesn't run dry. I thank you, oh God, that we just desire more of you. And I thank you, Father God, for doing exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Thank you, oh God, for the relief. Thank you, oh God, for the supply. Thank you, oh God, for the way. Thank you, oh God, for the favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for the resources. Thank you, oh God, for the instructions. Thank you, oh God, for the know-how. Thank you, oh God, for the to-dos, the to-do list. Thank you, oh God, for the peace, your peace. Thank you, oh God, for even peace in the midnight hour that we are able to sleep and rest. Thank you, oh God, for your comfort.
Thank you, O God, for showing us how to be peacemakers. Thank you, O God, for blessing us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in every organ, every cell, every function of our body, and even overflowing to our family members. Thank you, O God, that your hand is on us. Your hand is on this land. Your hand is on, hallelujah. It's stretched out. And it's by your outstretched hand that we see your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha, Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Amen. Have a blessed week. And until next Sunday at 7 p.m., be blessed, walk in his truths, trust, wait, and lean on God. Amen. And invite someone else to this hour of prayer, because this is the place I believe, I know that we will see, experience the miracles, the signs and wonders of Yahweh. God bless you. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.